You can throw that beginning up for me. Thank you. Last week we started down the road of talking about a festival that is an old church practice, practiced a lot by various state churches nowadays, but something that's not part of the evangelical tradition. And tried to fill you in a little bit on how we think as evangelicals there are many redeemable qualities about some of these old ancient practices, nevertheless keeping a theological bend that is more evangelical in purview. I was laughing and joking with a number of you, both personally and over email, that I probably would have had less reaction to my sermon if I had just made up a name for this, if I had just called it spring cleaning and preached a message on spring cleaning, because I realize the word carries baggage. It carries thoughts and ideas, and for some of you that was good. For others of you, you shared some bad stuff. And so the word is loaded. Nevertheless, chose to use it anyway, and said to you that probably next year I'm going to give you an opportunity to join in if you like to, and I'm trying to prepare you for that and explain a little bit more around what evangelicals are doing with this whole concept of suffering, denial, for some just fasting, before the Passion Week of Christ, leading up to Good Friday, the resurrection, then as the end of that. Last week we used a lot of gardening illustrations. Seeing as I have to zip through my sermon here anyway, I might as well do that while I'm chatting. One of the things that we realize is that in the seasons of gardening, there are definite things that have to happen in each of the seasons. There is a fallow dormant stage, and very important for perennials as they gather strength through their rooting systems, get ready to blossom again and grow, do some extraordinary things. For bulbs, it's a way to harness the energy so that they too can burst out of the soil when the time is right. Springtime, the preparation of the ground, the soil, flowers begin to push up as that ground is prepared. Summertime, usually what we think of as things being in bloom. The fall, the end of the bloom, as things begin to slow down, ultimately stop, going again through a period of fallowness, restoration through just sleeping, waiting for the next springtime. There is this endless cycle. And we talked about the idea of seeing how seeking the Lord, especially through passage in 2 Chronicles 15 that I was going through with you, helps us to understand that seeking the Lord is a lifetime thing that we as Christians need to do. That part of God's commitment to us is that He will always promise to be found. As I zip through here, God wanting to be found, that God is a God who sets Himself up as the great reward. At the same time, recognizing that as He draws us to seek Him, there are these seasons of life that we go through. And so we've been exploring what does seeking God look like. We looked at 2 Chronicles where Asa heard the words of the prophecy of Azariah the prophet. He takes courage and he begins to do some things in order to further the cause of God and his holiness, he recognizes that he and the people have strayed a long way from where they should be. And so we started to look at some of the things that he was doing in order to get the ground ready again for the Lord's blessing. Removing the obstacles we talked about that are preventing, as he looks for his water, that are preventing us from enjoying God. We made the point that finding equals enjoying, that God uses the ideas of seeking him, wanting to be found, and then creating within us a pleasure, a soul rest, because we find peace in both his words and his presence. And so we began to develop what that all was about. We said that in a real sense, our lives are like kingdoms. We each have a kingdom, a sphere of authority, a realm that we control as a ruler. The borders of this kingdom vary for each of us, but generally we all have dominion over things like our time, our bodies, our relationships, our home, and our money. And so to seek God means to make space for him. It's about us preparing ourselves for things that God wants to do further. To have that viewpoint that we've never arrived. To always look for something else to be encouraged by. To always look for a lesson to be learned. To always try and find ways to increase our trust, our hope, our dependence on God. This is kind of where we left it last week, in terms of preparation. The second thing that Asa does in seeking God there is he not only removes the idols in the kingdom, but he also repairs the altar to the Lord in front of the temple. And by repairing or rebuilding, we mean he's putting back in place a significant means of connecting with the Lord. That's what rebuilding the altar was all about. It's giving God a place of prominence again, because what human beings in general find who are in relationship with God is that there is a life creep. I can best describe this. It is almost as if our relationship is built on a slight slope, and unless you maintain movement towards God, there is a tendency for life to creep you away. You can never quit and say, I've arrived, because the moment you stop, there is a gentle slide backwards. And so putting back in place a significant means of connecting with the Lord is something that was important for the people to reestablish time and time again. And our point is that that is something we have to take seriously. And the season before Easter is a good time for the people of God to invest some time and some thinking about whether there has been a life creep, a drift that consciously or unconsciously has pushed God to the periphery in some aspects. And so a re-examination of that, it is the springtime preparation. It is taking the leaves off the ground. It is raking and sticking in a shovel and turning the ground over. Many of you aerate your soil before you're going to re-establish a new crop. You want to get that hard ground turned over. You want to break it up and make it loose. And then in that looseness, you plant the seeds. The reason being that seeds have an easier time of growing through loose, prepared soil than it does trying to push up through hard soil, right? As gardeners, you know that, you understand that. And if you want the end result to be magnificent, you put a little time and effort into your gardens in order to make that happen. And we're using that analogy to sort of understand what it is that God wants of us. Subtraction plus addition equals growth. There's my math formula for today, the spiritual equation that will help you to understand what springtime in a believer's life can look like, what Lent should be about, what any time you set aside in order to seek God, in order to sort things out, in order to make space for Him again, in order to reprioritize your time or your energy or your thoughts, that whatever that is, whatever you call that, and however you choose to do that, that's the equation that goes into it. Subtraction. There are things that have to go. There are things we have to quit. There are things we have to stop. There are then things that we should add. Once we've made some space, then put something there. One of the great warnings against pure meditation, where all you do is try and get everything out of your mind and create a vacuum or a vacancy or a meditational stare, the Bible says don't do that. The subtraction part is great, but Jesus uses the parable of saying a man goes out, he's got a really dirty house, and he says the demons are partying in his house, it's so dirty. So everything is cleaned up, the demons are removed, he cleans out his house, he makes it spotless, and within 2 to 3 weeks, the demons say, what a beautiful clean house to move back into, we can have even more fun than we had before. They move back into the house, and the house is worse after the cleaning than it was before. Jesus saying, don't do that. When you subtract, you need to add. Don't leave dead space. There's a proverb that you know that isn't in the Bible exactly like this, but many of you know it because it's one of those pithy sayings that humanity...